And welcome back. As Halloween approaches, you may be looking for a haunted house to visit, or perhaps to stay away from. If you find one, it's probably because of our next guest. Larry Kirchner is the president of St. Louis-based Halloween Productions, Inc., which operates the Scarefest haunted houses across the region. Larry Kirchner is taking a little time from scaring the daylights out of all of us to tell us about his lifelong interest in haunted houses. He joins us by phone. Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great. How's it going?
It's going fine. You're a busy guy this time of year, aren't you?
Yeah.
Larry, what you do has been called a sick obsession. I think you might have said that about yourself. Is that an accurate description?
No, not really. I think that back in the 1980s, people thought people who ran haunted houses, there was something mentally wrong with them. But Halloween and haunted houses has become a billion-dollar-plus industry. So it's come really far since then.
I was surprised to see that several million people visit haunted houses every year this time of year. That's a striking number.
Yeah, I mean, there's haunted houses out there that are doing, 100,000 people. I mean, then you got events like Universal Studios Horror Nights that's doing, 50,000 people a night. So, people are really, into the whole, getting scared, having, an interactive experience and so on and so forth.
What do you think that's all about? Why do people, do you think, enjoy being frightened?
A lot of people have asked me that question, and I can answer it very, very simply, actually, by stating, like, why do people like racing cars? Okay, why do people like going on a roller coaster or jet skiing or whatever? I mean, there's 100 different things, and I just seen that movie called The Walk. Okay. it was a pretty boring movie until about the last 15 minutes when that guy started walking between the Twin Towers. And I was just sitting there the whole time going, this guy is crazy. Okay, he is crazy. And, he did it. I could never see myself doing it. But, that's pretty much the thing about, people who live in America. They're thrill junkies. Everybody's got their own little thing that they, enjoy doing. And thankfully, there's a lot of people who enjoy going to haunted houses.
What got you into this whole racket?
Well, actually, I wanted to make movies. I wanted to, write and direct movies. That was what I wanted to do. And I didn't live in Los Angeles, so I lived here in St. Louis. So, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I didn't want to sell cars. I didn't want to work in an office. I wanted to run my own business. So I really liked Halloween, creating things, and so on and so forth. So that kind of just drove me over to it, I suppose.
Of course, when you we talk about the haunted houses, it's more like a play than a movie.
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of haunted houses. There's just your, try to get scared type haunted house where you jump out and scare them. There's other haunted houses where people are very theatrical and, they play out roles as you walk through. There's all kinds of stuff, but I would like to think, especially when you go to the Darkness, for example, mm-hmm. There's a running theme downstairs, there's a running theme upstairs, and then once you're in the TerrorVision, it's obviously a running theme of clowns. We're trying to create an environment that when you're in there, you actually believe that's where you're at. When you go to the Darkness...
I should point out for the folks who don't know that the Darkness is one of the three facilities you have in this area.
Correct.
Yeah.
And when you go to the Darkness, I'm just being specific about that. When you go to the Darkness, And, like, for example, you're upstairs in the haunted mansion section. I would challenge anybody to tell me they're not in a haunted mansion, okay? I mean, you're in one, okay? So the roofs are filled over. The scenes are rotted. The walls are rotted, you know. There's demons, there's ghosts, there's spirits, there's monsters, you know. It's a really trying to create that interactive, realistic experience that, you know, you would, you know, to me, a haunted house is way better than a horror movie, because in a horror movie, you're sitting in a seat, you're watching a screen, you know, nothing's going to, you know, get you. But when you're in a haunted house and you're walking around through there and you have no idea where you're going, where you're turning, what's going to come out here, there, whatever, you become more of like Jamie Lee Curtis, so to speak. You become the scream queen. And that makes it a little bit more, you know, interactive than, say, a horror movie.
Well, how does darkness differ from your other places, Creepy World and The Abyss?
Well, the darkness is more of like your Hollywood movie. It's very high-tech. It's very unbelievably done. The darkness has been ranked as one of the best, if not the best haunted house by, I don't know, 1,000 publications, okay? It's really a St. Louis landmark. It's been there for 23 years. The Abyss at the Limp Brewery, that's a different experience because you go through in the dark, and you go down, all the way down inside those caves where it smells musty, and it's completely pitch black dark, and you got to try to find your way through, which makes a very incredible, intense experience for some people. There's most people get in there, and they're really having panic attacks about being down in there. And then you have Creepy World, which is the haunted house that I actually work at. So anybody's come in, you can come say hi. Creepy World is a scream park, so there's not, like, whereas the darkness might have, the upstairs is one big 10,000 square foot mansion, for example. Creepy World is a series of smaller attractions that are themed differently with queue lines in between them all. So you experience 13 different types of attractions. And it also has a paintball hayride where you shoot zombies and so on and so forth. So it's a completely different kind of attraction. Out of the three, more people go to Creepy World than the Darkness and Limp. But I think that a lot of people like that, you know, authentic experience where you're out under the stars, you know, and so on and so forth. Because Creepy World is like an indoor and an outdoor haunted house.
Do you think it's more difficult to frighten people today than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago? I ask that because of, you know, today's digital world and the virtual this and virtual that, and video games. It seems like young people in particular have probably experienced everything there is to experience with regard to fear and fearsome things.
You know, that's an interesting question because I was just talking to somebody about this very same thing a couple weeks ago, and I was talking about Bela Lugosi. And by the way, I'm a big movie, you know, buff, and especially when it comes to horror, I could compete on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, throw the topic up there when it comes to movies. Uh-huh. But Bela Lugosi, I mean, he's the quintessential Dracula, no doubt about it. And when you look at pictures, black and white pictures of Bela Lugosi as Dracula, there's no doubt in your mind that even 100 years later, it's not been 100 years, but it's getting close to it.
It's close, yeah.
You know, even at 100 years, you know, 90, 80 years, whatever, later, people, when they think of Dracula, okay, they don't think of Gary Oldman as Dracula. They don't think of Christopher Lee as Dracula, although I love Christopher Lee as Dracula. I mean, they think of Bela Lugosi, okay? So Bela Lugosi is Dracula, and whenever you see those pictures, they are scary looking. He looks scary, okay? But when you go back and watch the movie, okay, you know, it's not, it hasn't held up the same way that, say, Frankenstein, you know, still holds up today. you know, it was obviously the first movie made in the series of the horror movies from Universal Studios. Dracula really doesn't come across to me as being very scary, okay? Now, there's a difference between Dracula the movie and Dracula Images of Bela Lugosi, okay? Now, my point is that back when that movie came out, people were terrified, okay? They were literally terrified, okay? They were putting garlic. You can read about this on the internet. They were putting garlic on their windows. Sure. They were doing all these things. People really thought they were digging up graves to see if their, you know, their say relatives, you know, were, you know, still there or whatever. I mean, it was crazy the impact that this movie had. And then you fast forward to the 70s, you know, and The Exorcist, which is my highest rated horror movie of all time. You know, it, to me, it still holds up as a really scary movie. And I think that the reason why The Exorcist terrified so many people in the 70s is because they actually believed it could happen, okay? But when you look at Dracula and you look at the, you know, the people's, you know, connection to information, for example, they didn't have the internet and all this other stuff. You know, to them, Dracula really terrified them. But when we watch it today, it doesn't have the same impact. Although The Exorcist still does, because it's kind of supernatural. But when you look at movies today, and people think zombies are really popular, they're really not. They haven't made a zombie horror movie in years, okay? But they continue to make these supernatural movies that are still in the same vein as The Exorcist, where a person becomes possessed or there's ghosts or whatever. I think that most people in America, in the world for that matter, are mostly just scared by being possessed by the devil, by anything supernatural. They don't believe in zombies. They don't believe in Dracula or the Wolfman or anything else. And I think what people are scared of is what they don't understand, okay, life after death, things of this nature, okay, because this we live in a society that is very educated. And even though I don't believe in ghosts, people do, and they're very scared of them. And so I think that today when you're trying to scare people, you have to, like, just focus on the things that people are scared of, like the dark or confined spaces. Like in The Darkness, for example, we have this thing called the squeeze wall, and people are terrified of it, okay? All it is, believe it or not, is cloth filled with air that's pressed together, and you can only get through it one way, and that's push your way through. And people are just terrified, okay, because they're claustrophobic, for example. People are afraid of snakes, bugs, rats. They're afraid of the dark. They're afraid of, you know, things that they see on TV, serial killers, things of this nature. And I think that that's where you have to, like, you have to be in that wheelhouse, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Of course, The Exorcist has a special place in our hearts in St. Louis because supposedly the exorcism that Blatty wrote about took place here in this town. But that's a subject for another time. You know, you mentioned the international aspect of fear and fright. How are people in other countries different from us, or if they are, and the things that they're afraid of?
You know, the funny thing is that, you know, like, to go back to your previous question, our company, we build haunted houses for people all over the world.
Right.
Okay. And it's very interesting because what we found is that, like, if you were to build a haunted house in, say, Japan, okay, the people are afraid of just about anything. Okay. I mean, they really are. They're terrified of just about everything. It's very, very easy to scare those people. Like, when you're in New York, because we've been to New York, okay, and we've installed haunted houses there as well. New Yorkers are very easy to scare, okay? Very easy. But when you go to these cities that have had haunted houses for years and years and years, which New York not being one of them because rent was too expensive to do one or whatever. But when you go to these areas where there's been haunted houses for years, especially in the Midwest, Philadelphia area, East Coast, little area right there, they're harder and harder and harder to scare, okay? And that's always a problem for us at the darkness, okay, and Creepy World and the Abyss, is how can we figure out a new way to scare people? And you have all these unique complaints. For example, this one's my favorite. Somebody will complain and say, well, we got caught up to another group, and people were getting scared in front of us, and we didn't get scared, okay? You let people in too fast, okay? Well, we don't control how many people show up, for example. And so let's say a lot of people come, then we have to put them in faster. If we don't, then people complain because they say, you know, we waited for 4 hours. There's a happy balance there. So what we've been working on over the last several years is how can we, you know, keep the complaints and keep people happy and keep them scared, you know, and still get them through quicker. And we've been working a lot on scares that affect, you know, say a group of 20 opposed to just the person in front of an actor or the side of one. And, for example, like in the darkness, we built this thing called the falling barrel wall.
We have 30 seconds left, Larry, if you can wrap this one up in that time, that's great.
Yeah, well, and so what we've tried to do is we've tried to create scares that literally impact a whole group of people. Like it triggers, one, the first person triggers like a whole series of things going all the way down, you know, 20 feet, okay? So it hits everybody at the same time. So that's been like a challenge, you know, to do because people do get desensitized. So it's really hard to always stay ahead of the curve, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm sure it's a full-time job and something you're working on 12 months out of the year. Larry Kirchner, thanks so much for being with us. We'll remind people that your place is here, and you have indicated you've got places in other parts of the world as well. But Darkness, Creepy World, and the Abyss are the places to visit, particularly over this Halloween weekend. Thank you so much for being with us, Larry, and we'll have information about those locations on our website at stlpublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks a whole bunch.
It's been a pleasure. And we'll ask you to join Steve Potter tomorrow for Cityscape, and he'll take a look at the 2015 St. Louis International Film Festival. He'll also talk with artists Stephen and William Ladd about their new exhibit at the St. Louis Art Museum. And the show will conclude with a spooky tale from historic interpreter Ann Williams. Monday on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about early childhood and the media in a special broadcast from the St. Louis Public Radio Community Room as part of the Gateway Media Literacy Partners 10th Annual Media Literacy Week. You're invited to be a part of the audience. Just plan to arrive by 11:45 Monday morning at Umzulik Grand Center, located at 3651 Olive. You can reserve your seat. Click on stlpublicradio.org/STL on air. This program is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with Kelly Moffitt. Production assistance from Aaron Dorr and Spencer Reed. Executive producers Robert Peterson. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Don Marsh.